We turn our attention now to the Wolverines. Eric Madsen in his seventh season running things at UVU. Now, you thought 2012 was a great year with a great West Conference championship. You guys won 32 straight games, two short of the NCAA all-time record. But then comes this year. Eric, welcome to the show. And, you know, a rough start. I think you started 0-6. You win 15 of your last 18. You sweep the WAC baseball tournament. And now you're into completely new territory for UVU sports. Congratulations on an unbelievable season.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. It is pretty exciting, and we're looking forward to the opportunity.
Before we get into the nuts and bolts, what was it like sharing the charter with the Utes? I mean, that was pretty heady accounting to go, hey, we're going into SEC country. Let's split the ride.
Yeah, it was interesting. It was a good thing, and you know, both of us going, it was exciting to be on that same thing. Our kids, I don't think they get the chance to be chartered very often, so it was really neat for our guys.
And now you are deep in SEC country, in Baton Rouge and the Tiger country. I guess it kind of hits home when you make the trip and you land and you go in, and you know, there you just kind of get caught up in the energy of the venue. And certainly LSU, you know, the host of the region, a powerful team. But before we talk about, you know, the baseball, how cool is it to just be in that environment knowing, you know, you see the ballpark and you're going to be there tomorrow playing?
Yeah, it's, you know what, it is overwhelming. I mean, LSU, that's, I've watched them growing up and through the years, and just the history and tradition that's here. And then when you get down here and everybody's talking about it, anytime you see, oh, you're playing, oh, you're Utah Valley, you know. So it's been really neat for our guys and for us. I mean, I think that's the big thing, is just, hey, enjoy that these 2 days, and then tomorrow we'll get back to work.
Yeah, we had Jordan Schlehuber on yesterday, and he acknowledged there'll be a little bit of an off factor taking, you know, going out for BP and getting warm-ups in and being around the stadium and maybe playing in front of more people than you've played in front of ever. But he's embracing that thing. You're not going to pretend like it's not going to be cool.
Yeah, exactly. And I think our guys, we've talked a little bit about it, and that's just it. Hey, be awed by everything. Enjoy the experience of it. And when you get on the field, remember it's no different than being at our little park and, you know, playing in front of 6,000 fans, 5,000 fans when we played BYU in Utah. So it'll be a little overwhelming, but I think that's our area of peace, is out there in the middle of the diamond.
And, you know, guys are all about routine, but, you know, you want to keep them on the same schedule and so forth. But there's nothing routine about what you've just gone through, the travel down there, and now you're there. How do you try to maintain that level of you know, just the same, knowing, you know, what emotions are going to flow tomorrow?
Well, I think it's, you know, and we went through a little bit on that 12 team with all the streak and everything that was going. We tried to tell guys, just embrace this, enjoy it as much as you can. Again, just, you know, that's the fun part of it. Don't let it overwhelm you. Don't let it make you nervous. Excuse me. All you got to do is just get on the same routine once you get on the field. Outside of that, boy, enjoy every moment of it, because it just doesn't happen very often.
What do you think are keys? I mean, you know, obviously, you know, you're up against a powerhouse, but, you know, bottom line, if you get pitching and some timely hitting early, I imagine early, the first few innings, you're going to be really kind of seeing if you guys can hang around and you know, sort of just get through the emotion of the first couple of innings and then just play baseball.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And the thing that I would say is everybody's good nowadays in their own way. Everybody's good. If you get a guy on the mound that's really dealing that day, hey, that makes it great. If your guys aren't, then that makes it tough. So that's the big thing, is we go out and we just play and trust in who we are and play the way we're capable of. We've played good teams. I think we're a good team. Obviously, you know, they have all that talent running around and some great guys. But I just think you just got to keep embracing your own team and worry about what you're doing and playing good baseball. And that'll keep you in it and give you a chance.
Right. So give me the, you know, what's caught your eye about LSU and their baseball team and the guy you're going to see on the mound in game one.
Well, and we haven't got an official announcement who it's going to be, but their top two guys are really good. They've been pretty dominant. The Lang is he's tough. He's got a great fastball and knows how to pitch and has been limiting good teams to just a minuscule batting average. So, you know, I think that's the one thing. Again, he's got good stuff and he's going to want you to chase. We have to be able to combat that a little bit and stay with who we are. But then again, they're so athletic and they've played in this venue before. They've got a lot of experience playing in the SEC. I think prepares you for what we're in for tomorrow. So right. I think their experience and just, you know, their overall athleticism and talent is going to be, you know, that's the challenge. I think we've played some pretty talented teams early on and had success against them. I think you just got to figure out a way to keep battling with it.
Right. And as far as your approach for at-bats, you know, there's I always, over the years you hear about, you know, you don't want to let a good pitch go, but you want to work the pitcher deep into the count. So I guess it depends on who's up. You have certain rituals or certain regimens for different batters. They know their strengths and you want them to play to their strengths.
Yeah, absolutely. And for us, we want our guys to be aggressive. We want them to be aggressive on their pitch. And I think that's just it. If guys at this stage of the game, there's not a lot of things that we have to talk to them about because they've been through it. But
sure.
You got to have people stay in their routine and trust in who they are. I think that's probably the biggest thing that would make me nervous is guys trying to do too much just because of the venue we're in and not being able to trust who they are that's worked for them and they've been pretty successful with it.
Is there something to what I was talking about with Jordan yesterday is, you know, you hang around and you're up a run or down a run. It's a fifth or sixth, seventh. Crowd's a little antsy. They're a little antsy. You guys are all of a sudden feeling pretty good. Is that kind of the dream scenario for Eric Mattson?
Yeah, I think, you know, if we get out and we kind of, you know, punch him in the mouth a little bit and play the way we're capable of, our team's played really good late in games normally.
Yep.
And so I think any time we have a chance to be close at the end of the game gives us a great chance.
Eric Mattson, the skipper of UVU, the first ever. This is an amazing thing that it keeps rolling off my tongue. Utah Valley University's first ever team in the NCAA baseball tournament in his eighth season. But let's not, I mean, it is LSU, but it's also Southeast Louisiana and Rice, and you're going to play one of them on Saturday and in a game that it could be equally as important.
Yeah, absolutely. They're both talented teams. I know Southeast Louisiana felt like they should have been in it last year, and they've been in it before. But, you know, I just think at this time in Rice, I mean, Rice, again, a few years ago was a powerhouse. And
yep.
I think I saw a thing, Wayne, you know, Coach Graham's, he's 80 years old, and he's been doing this so long and so much experience. And, I mean, I think this regional is awesome because there's so much history and tradition, and there's, you know, legends running around, that's for sure. So it's exciting for us to be a part of.
The skipper's getting nervous. I mean, I guess you're human. You're excited. You're anxious, and it's different because you can't go out and do anything. You got to pace and make, you know, moves and be in the game. But is there a nervous for you as well? You going to sleep well tonight?
Yeah, I think that, you know, excitement more than nervousness. I think that, you know, as far as with the group that we have, I think they got a great chance. That's I guess what relaxes me is that. I know that our guys, when they get out and compete, they can do it against anybody. Obviously, I guess anxious and excited because we've never been in this situation on this stage. So it's exciting. During games, nerves usually aren't a big factor because, you know what your guys can do. You know what they're capable. And bottom line is, you know, we've trained them. We've prepared them. This is for them to enjoy. Right now, we just try not to mess it up with moves or anything else, just give them the best opportunity to win.
And you know, this the present leads to tremendous future benefits. I mean, recruiting off of this, you know, I imagine it's already started. I mean, you can do so much good work off of this incredible run and what you're going to do in the next few days.
Yeah, that's helped us immensely already. Some kids that we were working on, and you know, again, 2 weeks ago were just interested. Now they're, you know, hey, what do we need to do to wrap this up? And that's a good thing. I think that anytime you know, kids, this is what they want to see. They want to see your team be in a regional. That's what they hope for. And we preach, hey, we've got a chance to do it every year, but until you do it, I think kids just believe that's part of the recruiting process. So for us to do this, I feel is going to really help us throughout the rest of our years.
And how do you set up your rotation for a double elimination? I mean, you know you're going to play today or tomorrow and Saturday, and then, depends. Everything depends. So are you going for every game like you're going to just, like it's sort of the game seven and every arm's available?
Yeah, that's it. We've got to just go and win, and obviously, we'll have our starters chosen, but at a certain point, you got to win that game to get to the next one, and we felt that a little bit in our conference tournament. Our guy that we felt like would start game four, we used him in the first game in relief, we used him in the second game relief, and we used him in the third game, and then from the fourth game, we put in another guy, and hey, we were real fortunate that he pitched to his ability and threw a shutout, so it was pretty good. But you just got to go after it one game at a time, and you have to win that game first.
Right. Last thought, it may be among the most important ones. You're getting some pretty good spots to go eat some Cajun food. You're in Baton Rouge and some dinner spots. Is that an important piece here too?
Yeah, I think you want to enjoy the culture. That's
right.
For sure. And we, that's the one thing that we've talked about is, hey, we don't need to go to Chili's. We don't need to go to all these places that we hit over the course of the year. Let's find some great places to go that are going to be entertaining. We got a chance to eat some alligator and things that guys aren't going to get that opportunity very often in Utah. So it's been good for the first night already.
That's great. And they talk funny down there, don't they?
They have that Southern accent, that's for sure. I guess Southern accent with another accent.
Yeah, so some Cajun going on in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Eric, thanks so much for taking some important minutes with us here on a day of preparation. Best of luck tomorrow. We'll be following you and hopefully catching up with you early next week. Have a lot of fun and, shock the world. It'd be a lot of it'd be unbelievable, but you know that it's possible. Everything's possible.
Absolutely. I really appreciate it, Tom. Thanks so much.